Our first set of news stories for part two starts with a blessing for a new restaurant ahead of its official opening. Rosa's Thai in Chantry Square started to welcome customers as part of a two-week soft launch. To mark the occasion, Buddhist monks from the Wat Arun Temple in Western Longville were on hand to offer a blessing, with the full launch just around the corner on October the 7th. Safin Moore, founder of the group, which now has 41 outlets around the UK, said, "Each time we open a new restaurant, we invite a local Buddhist monk or monks to come to bless the restaurant. We call it making merit, which means to cast away any bad luck and welcome good luck in." Moving into the former Byron Burger, the menu includes dishes such as chicken satay, spring and summer rolls, noodle soups and authentic Thai curries.
Almost $3 million could be spent to build 18 new homes on the site of a former shoe factory. Norfolk County Council is ready to spend the money on the properties in Norwich's Mousehold Lane to provide housing for people who need extra support to live independently. The plans for the former Startright shoe factory site were given permission by Norwich City Council in July, and a key decision is due to be made by County Hall's Conservative-controlled cabinet. County councillors are due to rubber stamp the use of £2.95 million to support specialist provider Golden Lane Housing's development of 12 apartments and 6 bungalows. The council will get nomination rights to house adults with learning disabilities, autistic people, and people with physical disabilities in the new homes. The housing will be specially designed for their needs and will be fully accessible.
People are invited to attend a service to honour the memory of Lord Nelson. The Great Yarmouth Trafalgar Day service, led by Reverend Canon Simon Ward, will commemorate the naval hero. It will take place at 1 p.m. on Sunday, October the 20th, at Nelson's Monument on Monument Road. The event will feature a procession from South Beach Parade to the monument. The Norfolk Militia will take a salute and fire a ceremonial gunshot. The Mayor of Great Yarmouth, Paula Waters Bunn, will lay a wreath on behalf of the borough. She said, "Trafalgar Day holds a special place in our hearts as it pays tribute to the remarkable victory achieved by Admiral Lord Nelson and his brave crew at the Battle of Trafalgar. It is a day when we come together as a community to honour the enduring spirit of courage, unity and resilience that has defined our nation for centuries. Nelson was born in Norfolk and achieved several victories for the Royal Navy between 1794 and 1805. He was killed by a French sniper at the Battle of Trafalgar."
A city school is riding high after receiving a glowing review from inspectors after a recent visit. In its second ungraded inspection by Ofsted since December 2014, which was judged to be good, the inspector said pupils at St Francis of Assisi Primary School love their school. The inspection, held on July 9th and 10th this year, stated there had been no change to the school's current rating because of the nature of the inspection. However, it stated the grade might be outstanding if a graded inspection were carried out now. The report noted that pupils' behaviour is excellent and they achieve exceptionally well during their time at the school in Jessop Road. Inspectors also praised the huge variety of clubs at lunchtimes and after school and make a strong contribution to their community. The school's curriculum was also commended, stating it's broad balanced and exciting, giving pupils important knowledge needed to have the best life chances. The Catholic school, which has 432 children aged between 4 and 11 years old, was applauded for the robust systems in place to identify and meet the needs of special educational needs and or disabilities. Send pupils.
Council bosses have come under fire after a hazardous waste amnesty is a tip, led to long queues and heavy congestion on surrounding roads. There were tailbacks near the Norwich Western Link at the weekend, caused by people waiting to get into the Norwich North Recycling Centre. Delays of more than an hour were reported, with some motorists giving up and driving off. The annual amnesties allow people to get rid of waste which may cause harm to humans or animals not normally accepted at recycling centres. These include paint, thinners, weed killer, varnishes, wood preservatives, insecticides and special cleaning products. Other hazardous waste days will run from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. and are being held on November the 16th and 17th at Norwich South Recycling Centre.
Our second feature this week is again read by our regular feature reader, Ian Robertson, and is about the history of the Norwich Art Circle.